בוקר טוב, יום שלישי בשבת קודש, פרשת ראה, today's כ"ה באב. Continuing with the next סוגיה, the next part of the Mishnah spoke about לולב של עשיריו של עיר הנידחת, a little piece of Gemara, but it comes fully loaded with a lot of Torah. So let's see what we got today, Be'ezat Hashem. I don't know if we'll get the Tesfus today, because the Tesfus is a long one. It's what we call an iceberg Tesfus. You know what that is?
Which one is longer? This one is not
iceberg. Anyway, bekitzur. Yeah, those are called iceberg tesfus. Anyway, bekitzur. Takshiv tov. In general, iceberg tesfus in general is when it starts on amud aleph and you don't know what's. Yeah, you see a little bit, and then you turn the page and you're like, wow, and you get over here. You can see it already because it's okay. Tov. Bekitzur, so let's see what happens. Yeah, b'shem Hashem na'aseh v'natzliach. When the new Gemara, two dafs. Shel asherav shel ayin hanidaf.
You make your mindset that this isn't finishing a daf. This is finishing a daf. Then it doesn't matter anymore.
That's right. Yeah, by daf yomi, my guys know. You know, usually when there's a small page of Gemara, so by daf yomi, people are usually very excited because you know you finish the daf quickly. But by us, when you do Gemara Rashita, if there's a small daf of Gemara, so what does scary. That mean?
Big Tosfot.
But there's huge Tosfot teams over there. So the guys over there, we don't have a break by us. You have to come. You have to learn Gemara Rashita.
This isn't enough.
You push yourself. You push yourself to learn as much as you can. Rabotai. The Takshivu Tov.
This is a quarter.
Maran Achida writes in Birkei Yosef. He says that if a person has the capability to learn Be'iyun, person's able to learn, you know, deeper and more analytically, to learn anything less, to learn, obviously, lakol zman va'ayit, but if a person doesn't push himself to learn in depth based on his capability, he says it's bitul Torah.
Can we show that later?
Yeah, sure. Yeah?
I always tell that to people, I don't yeah. know as a source.
Yeah, vada'i, chida said it. You have to, you're not here to be lazy. Sometimes a person can be lazy in his learning also. Not to say that there's not a zman for ayyun, a zman for bekiyud, zavada'i. But if a person doesn't push himself in his learning to his limits, now guess what? The more you learn, it's like working out lehavdin, right? The more you work out, the more you develop the muscle and the stamina and whatever. That means what?
Okay, harder.
You push your limits. Every time you push, you have bigger and bigger and bigger limits. Nachon? The same thing with learning. If a person, that's what happens. If a person doesn't learn Torah, his mind becomes mashed potatoes.
If you don't feel like you're using your brain when you're learning.
When a person gets older, if a person in his youth didn't learn as they get older, Allah, from skin. Yeah, Tamil Chachamim, B'nai Torah, sit and learn as they get older.
Yeah,
female, they get sharp. As a chashuv meod, you understand? Now, how do you know,
let's say, I'm not
let's say Yetzirah. That's automatically Yetzirah.
This member that you said, everyone should say,
that's Kfira. I'm not cut out for this, it's a Kofir. Kfira.
Everyone should be qualified.
Vada. Huh?
See, somebody could learn Be'iyun. That's like somebody. Everyone could if they really tried.
On their Be'iyun. Oh, time out. Iyun is not like a brand name. Like Iyun. Every person on their level of their Iyun. One person can do Gemara Rashi. One person can do Tosafot. One person can do Morishonim. Everybody has their own limits. But guess what? You want to push your limits. You want your capacities to grow.
I feel like your head is
you got to
working.
Push it. You got to push it. You got to work out the mind. You have to make sure you're pushing yourself every day, further, 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 pushing yourself, not to become complacent. You know, one of the most dangerous things, especially in Avodat Hashem, is the chubam factor. You know what's chubam?
How about I say the escalator? It's been too long.
The I'm good factor.
How about I say the escalator?
Yeah, escalator. You know, you gotta. The escalator, Rabotai Shlomo HaMelech says a pasuk in Mishle, Ora Chaim Lema'ala L'Maskil, which means, if you want to keep up in Olam Hazeh, this world, the Kadosh Baruch Hu made us be born, this world is a downward escalator. Well, one second. There's three things you can do on a downward escalator. What can you do? If you can walk in place. If you walk in place, what happens?
Same thing
doing.
No.
Nothing doing.
No. You walk in place briskly, what's going to happen? Stay in the same place. If you run up, you're going to go up, and then you could do nothing. If you do nothing, right, your mind says, I'm doing nothing, you're staying in the same place. You're not. If you do nothing on a downward escalator, what are you doing?
Going
down. Ah. That's this world. Double time. You got to push. Don't stop. Yalahabdil elef alfei abdalot. Elef alfei abdalot. But sometimes in the gym, person's working out. Yeah, sometimes he's about to croak. What is the coach or the trainer? What does he tell him? Push, push, another one, push, another one. Yeah? Everybody needs to have a trainer in Avodat Hashem as well. Ishatreu Yazoru. Everybody needs to have a friend, a Rebbe, a mentor, somebody. Yeah? Nachon? Yonatan Shem. Yeah, Aharon Eliyahu. So he says, yeah, Eliyahu Aharon. You have to get a trainer. Everybody has to go to their friend. Push. Od echad. Another daf. Another tesvis. No, I'm good. No. Od. Because every time you do it, that's another rep. You're working it out, and then you see the Torah is beautiful. You come back the next day, it becomes easier and easier and easier until it already becomes second nature. That's the way you do it. If you wait always to be spoon-fed, it's going to be hard. It's always going to have a crutch. Right? If you have a person who's biking, you know, he's 30 years old, biking with training wheels, miskin. You look at him, he's a loser. Why? Because he says, oh, I'm biking with everybody. You have training wheels.
Probably stole it.
Hamor. Yeah, anyway, bekitzur. Yeah.
There's no way it's not stolen.
Mikon makom. Yeah. Not to say over here. Yeah. Push. Don't worry. Nachon? Kol yom. Another one. Another daf. Another amud. Lom shane. Whatever it is, there's no shi'ur. Elu dvarim she'en lahem shi'ur. V'talmud Torah keneged kulam. It doesn't matter how much. Every day, push yourself a little bit more. And they say, wow, I'm getting the hang of this. In the beginning, sometimes when a person learns, it's not so enjoyable. For many people, learning in the beginning at least is not so enjoyable. It's hard. That's why there's such a yetzer hara. It's not so enjoyable. The way you're looking at Tehillim, Torah Hashem Tamimam, Pikudei Hashem Isharim, Samech Elev, Mitukim Medevash Venofet Tzufim, so sweet, so happy, so gladdening. Some people don't feel that. Why is that? David HaMelech says you gotta push, you gotta persevere. The more you do it, the more it becomes enjoyable. It's in the beginning, it's not enjoyable. Guess what? Lahavdil again, in the gym, when a person starts working out, it's enjoyable. It hurts, right? First few times you work out, what happens? You're bent over like this. You're like a pretzel on skin. He's in pain. He has to take a Tylenol. Why? It hurts. Why? Yeah.
When it hurts, that means you know it's working.
Ah, you got to feel the burn. Nachon? You got to feel the burn. The Torah is the biggest burn. Nachon? The Torah. Yeah. That's this year's theme. Bezat Hashem. SBM. Torah, feel the burn. The Torah is fire. Torah is fire. It burns away all the impurities, all the shtuyot that a person has. Torah is fire.
If people taste this taste, right?
Yeah.
And like the Yeshiva, taste this taste.
Yeah.
Then like they come back 2-3 years down the line, and like they just don't care anymore. If they do.
Because they didn't persevere.
If you work out and you get jacked and then you stop working out, does it go away?
No, not only does it go away, you get fat.
You're fat. You don't
work. You know that? If a person, yadua, if a person does exercise and he builds muscle and whatever, and then he stops working out, what happens to all of his muscle?
Flab.
Becomes a flab. It's the same. Torah is even worse. Rabotai. The Gemara says, by Torah, im yom ta'azveni, yomai me'ezveka. The Torah says, you leave me for one day, I'll leave you for two. Yeah? By the Torah, it's very interesting. By other subjects, if you learn something, you might get smart. If you don't learn something, you stay the same. You just don't know it. By the Torah, you learn something, you grow. You don't learn, you get stupid. That's the way it works. Malasot. Hashem didn't bring us to the world to be fair. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us to this world to push us to the limit so that we can grow. You know why?
It's fair. It's here to learn Torah.
We're here to grow in Avodat Hashem, whatever Avodat Hashem entails, to serve Hashem, learning and davening and mitzvot and chasadim, that's all part of the bigger picture. You know, HaKadosh, he could have taken us straight to Olam Haba and given us Olam Haba Moftchori for all of eternity. But you know something? HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that there's nothing more shameful in the world than Moftchori. You know that? Zohar HaKadosh says.
I'd be fine with that.
No, you wouldn't. Yeah, that's what you say.
You wouldn't be fine with your Olam Haba perfect everything?
No, you know why? Because it's shameful. What? It's shameful.
You have Nick's tickets for four seats, everything like that, you get tired.
No, not only because of that. No.
Which one's better when you work
for
Nick's tickets?
No. The Zohar HaKadosh says that if HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have taken us straight to Olam Haba and given us all the sechar and everything, we'd look at him like a beggar. We would be feeling like beggars. Oh, Hashem says, take. But Hashem says, I don't want you to feel ashamed and like a beggar and something.
Like
huh?
He made us feel like that.
Because are beggars, though. We're always begging Rahmanim.
Hashem wants us to claim our reward in Olam Haba, not as a beggar, but as somebody, as earnings, as a paycheck. Right? A person who worked for something, are you ashamed to go ask for your paycheck? Ma piton. You worked for it. Say hello. Shalem. Yeah, how do you say pay in Persian?
Oh, there's a lot of words.
Pay. Anyway.
That's what the Shemitah is all about.
Yeah, nachon?
There's a word for paying.
Paying, wages, no?
No.
Anyway, bekitzur,
mikol
makom, there's no word to say pay me in Persian?
Are you kidding
me?
It means like, give me my money.
There's no pay, it's give so, me.
Anyway,
you owe me.
Mikol makom rabotai, that's what we're here for. Don't stop pushing. You don't want your body to become flabby, and certainly you don't want your mind and your neshama to become flabby either. You want it to become chazak, person, and then you feel it every day. You sit down, you learn shtabach shemo. Thank you. Yeah, every day, wow. Bechol yomim v'necha kachadashim. Every day, push, and then you see your friend maybe slacking off. Zeh ten lo chizuk. Tegid lo yalla. Ten. Yeah, you see, if a talmid, everybody needs to give each other chizuk. That's what we're here for. But you think, why do we think we learn together? Kadosh Baruch wants us to learn together. Not the Gemara says in Masechet Makot Daf Yod that it's not good for a person to learn by himself. At least not in the beginning. Is it otov? In the beginning, a person can make a mistake. He's supposed to learn the chabura, chavrusa, chabura, shiur. Why everybody learns from one another? Aval, if you see a person slacking off, push forward. That's what it is. Start today with samusr. Zatov. I'm talking to myself. Zeh chazak meod. Shama'atim. That's what it is. In the beginning, it's not enjoyable at all for most people. And unless a person, mamash, is super genius, very intellectually inclined, maybe over there he starts being, starts enjoyable. But for most people, it's not. In order for it to become enjoyable, at the end, you know, by
lahabdil again. Guy thinks it's enjoyable. It's not,
you don't understand.
It's not real.
Yeah? By the person who's working out for a long time, it's not. He needs to do it. Why? Because he feels good about himself. It gives him energy. It gives him chayut. Nachon? What do you think? The Torah. Torah chayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu. This is how he infuses that neshama into us, that chayut, that liveliness and everything is through the Torah Kedoshah. Without Torah, you know, a person's life is very... Can you imagine? You stop to think for a second. What's a goy's life?
Drinking,
you ever think of it? Think for a second. No Torah, no Shabbat, Maishlo, and no Klum, and no Chagim, no Kedusha, no Tarat Mishpachai, Maishlo. He has everything empty. How do you say empty in Persian? Empty. Klum, no Tfilah, nothing. You know what's even more pitiful than that? Yehudi, who has all these things, but miskin, he doesn't utilize them. Miskin. Wow. He has the Torah, he has tefillah, he has Shabbatot, Mu'adim, and Kiddushah, and Tahara, and Kashrut, v'zeh, and he doesn't utilize it, that's mamash teflek. It's miskin. No, lo rasha, miskin. You have to tell him, you have all these gifts from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lama yichye kmo goy? Lama? For what reason? He's empty. Why would you live? Lama kacha lichyot? You tell him, יש פה אחד כאן, בן נוח שם. Anyway, בקיצור, מכל מקום, yeah. You have to tell him, no, מסכן. He's even more מסכן than the goy himself. Yeah. Why the יהודי, he has it. Utilize it לפחות. הקדוש ברוך הוא gives you מתנה, use it. What happens, if you give somebody a מתנה, and really from the bottom of your heart, you give somebody a gift, and it was hard for you to part with it, whatever, and you gave it from the bottom of your heart. And you give the person a gift, says, thank you very much, and then he throws it to the side, he puts it in the closet. What are you going to feel? Hurts your feelings. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave us a gift from the bottom of his heart. Torah Kedoshah, Shabbat, all these things are matanot from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to say thank you to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Use it.
You buy him a baseball bat and he smashes the cabinet.
Yeah, that's even worse. It's even worse.
You
have to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, thank you. Thank you for the matana. Yeah? I say matana, gift in Persian. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives you matana, he gives you koda, he say toda rabba. So, Rabotai, without further ado, matanat Elohim, this is the gift of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem says, you know what the biggest gift is? The Torah, because that's the thoughts of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want to enter the thought process of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That's the Torah Kadosha. Yeah, Tov. Says the Gemara. של השלב של עירה נידחת, יד המשנה said לולב, של השלב של עירה נידחת, פסול. Yeah, says the Gemara, ושל השלב פסול, באמת, It's pasul. Veha amarava lulav shel avodah zara lo itol v'im natal kasher. He says it's only lechatchila lo tov b'bdi avad. Rava says it's okay. Mishnah seems to say, what does pasul mean?
Shake out.
Toast. Not even b'di avad. So how does Rava say kasher b'di avad? Says the Gemara. Hacha. Be'asherah de Moshe askenan. You know what the Mishnah is talking about? When the Mishnah says pasul afilu b'di avad, it's talking about asherah de Moshe. Maze.
It's also an
asherah that was already worshipped by the time Am Yisrael entered Eretz Canaan, before they turned it over into Eretz Yisrael, they had to decimate all the goyim and all the stuff, right? That's, by the way, last week's parasha, this week's parasha, kiet kiet mizbechotam titotzun v'tashirem tisrefun ba'esh, it's in last week's parasha and this week's parasha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the first thing you do when you walk into Eretz Yisrael, what do you do?
Destroy.
Wipe them out, all these guys, and then what? Burn it down, all their Shiva'am, I mean, they used to worship Avodah Zarah like for a hobby. All these things are tameh. Burn down their asherot and break down their mizbechot and all these things. Tov. So he says, yeah, dekatute michtat she'ore. Why? Because since those things were chayav to be destroyed, even though it's not physically destroyed yet, how do we view it?
It's already destroyed.
It's already destroyed. Yeah. Not retroactively, but as is right now, it's considered halachically destroyed. Mata omer.
It has nothing to do with the fact that it was used for what that Fafim, rather it's just the fact that it's not, as Rashi says, the Lulav is not the Fafim.
So you're asking me now why it's Mitzvah Baba Avera is a different, many Mefarshim ask, give me one answer why over here this wouldn't be Pasun
Mitzvah. Not at the same time.
Exactly, not at the same time. Or if you don't, do you need Avodah Zarah to be Yotzeh the Lulav over here?
Yeah, no. The Lulav of Yehuda.
Yefeh. Tov, hala. Now he says, "Dekaname, I'll prove it to you. I'll be medayek. Dekatan edumia de'ira nidachat shemamina. It's something that has to be destroyed, right? What does the Mishnah say? Shel Ashera v'shel ira nidachat. Just like ira nidachat. Which parashat Hashavu is ira nidachat?
This week.
This week's parasha.
Re'e.
So Shishi,
no, Rishon.
Shishi. Anyway, bekitzur. זה פרשת השבוע, רבותיי. הלו, פרשת ראה, you gotta be in the parasha.
This week is like so many mitzvot.
There's a lot of mitzvot in this week's parasha, all the dinev, kashrut, ma'asrot, kashrut, all in this week's parasha. הלו, what other parasha in the Torah do we find dinev kashrut?
שמיני.
פרשת שמיני.
This is like a review of שמיני.
יפה מאוד. רבותיי, get your game on. פרשת השבוע. זה צריך. You have to open up. Every Shabbat, I hope you take Mikraot Gedolot to learn the parasha. At least Chumash Rashi, if not, Ktzat Ramban, Ktzat Orach Haim HaKadosh, Ktzat, to get a feel for the parasha. If not, how are you going to enter Shabbat without Parashat HaShavua? Shabbat minus Parashat HaShavua? Klum. That's what infuses.
Are you going to enter Gemara without knowing?
Nachon. But now, you know, sometimes I'll tell you another Musar. Once we start with Musar, I'll give you another one. It's very important. You're all B'nai Torah. Kulam po B'nai Torah. You're sitting, you're learning. Many times. It happens at least once a week, if not multiple times a week. Can happen anywhere. Shabbat, Kiddush, random Simcha, whatever. Sometimes you're in a place, they say, okay, you're yeshiva boy, you're ben Torah, v'zeh, giver dva Torah. Yeah?
All the time.
Yeah? All the time. Now sometimes you're in the middle of learning something. What am I going to? I'm going to tell them Sukkah, Tosfot, Asherah. What am I going to tell these people, old guys? What am I going to tell them? Taisa. What am I going to tell them?
Lachen,
yes. Huh?
Get up there and get on.
No, what's Chilul Hashem?
Oh,
so therefore you always have to walk around in your pocket with something, some sort of Dvar Torah, something on the parasha. Something. Why, if they ask you, you know what happens if they ask a Ben Torah to give a Dvar Torah? Not to blame. We're not blaming anybody. You know what happens if they ask a ben Torah, yeshiva boy, call guy for Dvar Torah, and he's not able to say one? You know what kind of Chilul Hashem that is? Chilul Hashem gadol me'od. I say, oh, what are people going to say?
Oh, why are you going to yeshiva?
Huh? No, forget about donating. Forget about... No. The whole yeshiva...
Is the best response.
You don't need to give people ammunition against yeshiva, Rabotai. There's plenty... People already... Chas v'shalom... It's busha, but sometimes people trash yeshivot anyway. You have to give them more ammunition. You have to show them, oh, Kiddush Hashem. What? You have yeshiva boy? Psst. Says Dvar Torah. on the spot. He's able. You have to walk around. Nachon Mashiach. You have to walk around. Dvar Torah in the pocket. Lo kacha. Yeah. It happened to you one time. They asked you to get Dvar Torah.
Yeah. You have to have a nice pocket to walk Shabbat quickly.
Yeah,
over.
You can't. It's not generic. One every week.
The classic one, though.
One.
Muslim.
That world's fairly Shabbat.
No. 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 Open up. Hello. Open up, everybody. You've been in Torah. Open. I don't have to spoon feed you. You open up a chumash. You open up sefer shel drashot. Whatever it is. Open up something. Sifot Musar or anything. Hebrew, English, doesn't matter. Take something from the parasha that people can relate to. You don't know what kind of Kiddush Hashem that creates Be'ayna Amun. So, wow, you know what? Maybe I'll send my son to yeshiva. Maybe I'll tell my son to send his son to yeshiva. They don't know. You're going to come up to Shamayim. They're going to say, Baruch Abba, look at all these children. You taught them. And what are you talking about? I didn't teach anybody. What are you saying? Hashem says, no. Here, you taught them in yeshiva. He says, no, I didn't. Hashem, you know, I don't know what you're talking about. He says, yes, you did. Look. You gave a Dvar Torah, you made a Kiddush Hashem. You made an impression on this guy. He wants to send his kid to yeshiva, and this guy, and this guy. And then he sent his kid, and all these kids went to yeshiva because of you. Shtabach Shemo. Ez eschuyot. To walk around all the time. Back pocket, not only drasha, Dvar Torah. Dvar Torah. Kim'at. A guy who can't say Dvar Torah, ulo ben Torah. Kim'at kacha. You heard what I said? Person who can't. Shamatam ani omer? Person. Happened to you one time that they say give a Dvar Torah? You told them? And what did they say? Psh, right? Now, sometimes it's fake. Oh, Chazak Baruch, right?
Oh, Rabbi, I had a discussion with my Rebbe. What if the guy, I had a discussion one time, Rabbi, what if the guy is saying it like, oh, you go to yeshiva, tell us, like he's saying it derogatory.
Zil
Zul. Get up, oh, tell us the words. Go to yeshiva, show us what you do all day.
Show me what you got. Show me your skills,
but he's
right?
Saying it in a bad way, like he's trying to. Like my Rebbe said, when he was younger and he would learn, like when he got married and like
a lot of people are mizalzim in bnei yeshivot. And but what you should do, you smile, you say, okay, take it, it's okay, you know. Take the, you don't have to prove. No, don't prove any. Don't prove anybody wrong, and don't. You know, there's a word in Yiddish called shtach. You know what shtach means? Don't try to give it to him. Don't try to give anything to anybody. No. Go up. Show him what a ben Torah is. Get up and show him ben Torah with a smile. You say, even if he says, go, yeshiva, go, say Dvar Torah, like that. Yeah. Smile. Say, oh, sure. I'd like to share some words of Torah with the tzibur, with the kahal. Say them with a smile. It's a kiddush Hashem she'en kedugmato. There's no greater kiddush Hashem. You say, look at the beauty. Kill him with kindness, bidyuk. Show him the beauty of the Torah. You show him, look, diracha derche noam. The Torah shines. The light of the Torah brings them back. People miskinim, they don't understand what's a yeshiva. Okay, beseder. Maybe they didn't grow up with it. They don't know. They don't understand. Beseder. What are you going to do? You're going to beat them. The Chazon Ish used to say, choshech lo megarashim b'maklot. You can't drive away. You can't chase away darkness with sticks. How do you chase away darkness? With light. Show them a little bit of light. Duh. That's a Torah Kedoshah. That's a ben Torah. And then you see them, they melt away like an arava on the seventh day of Sukkot. Like that. Tov. Okay. Huh? Tov. Weiter. Says Rashi. Tikra Rashi Yata. Yeah?
Basher Moshe.
Yeah. No. Hey, is it? Lulav shel avodah zara. Smack in the middle of the Rashi.
Avodah zara ke sheshimshu bo avodah zara lechaved lepriya hakarka inamish avodata beulav laviro lepaneh o lezarka bo.
Yeah. Which means, yeah. No, what's he trying to say? When do we say what's lulav shel avodah zara?
You worship.
So Ashira. Yeah, notice, why is Rashi saying this? In the Mishnah refers to Asherah. What's that? The Asherah, it came from a tree that was actually worshipped. What's Rava is talking about something else. Lulav Shela Avodah Zara. What's that? Not necessarily that it was worshipped. Rashi gives two opinions. Either what? Either you use the Lulav to either to clean or to show respect to the Avodah Zara, used it to clean, whatever. Or the Lulav was used as a tool in the worship of Avodah Zara. Understand? One of these two things. Now the Kapot Marim is going to go have a whole zachor here. Meaning, let's say it's Avodah, you use it to throw, whatever, use it to as part of the ceremony. Either use it to, when you use a lulav to clean, when you're cleaning in front of Avodah Zarah, what does that mean? You're showing chashivut. Zeh isur Torah. You can't. That's Avodah Zarah mamash. Or even if you don't use it to clean, but use it as part of the worship ceremony, you use it. Like, for instance, he brings over here Markolis, right? They used to use rocks to throw it to the Markolis. So if you use the lulav, kind of like a rock, to serve it. Yeah.
So, why can you not just make the chiddush that Arnish is talking about the actual, that the lulav is the actual idol, versus here, where Rabbi is saying he's talking the shimush idol?
Because sometimes, even over there, we're going to see in the Rashi is going to say, and even the Kapot Tamarim is going to bring it out, even when it's used for the actual Avodah Zarah, if it belongs to a goy, what's the halacha? He's able to be mevatim. Yeah, it's not necessarily asur, it's not necessarily have to be burned. Only the only ones that absolutely have to be burned forever, no matter what you do, is what? Asherah de Moshe. Right? The ones when they entered Eretz Yisrael. Only those. The other ones, you have a way out. Yeah? What are you saying?
How many generations do these lulavim last that people still have from Asherah de Moshe?
The Mishnah, according to Maskanat Gemara, the Mishnah was talking about that generation.
Specifically?
Yeah. Okimta. Yeah? It wouldn't be the first. Huh? Okay. You know what's Okimta, Rabotai? Like a limitation of a... The Gemara is full of those. What are you saying? Then that can't be the Mutav.
Moshe is telling him this week's partial. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, burn the Asherah. Why would you think it's talking about now?
Yeah, say that. Tov, let's see Rashi. Halahana Rashi. Lo itol.
Lo itol de ma'is de gavua.
It's disgusting, yeah?
So it's not, it's, it doesn't bring a pasuk of, I'm speaking before, of, Sonet Gezeba,
that's a different story. Go ahead.
Akavion ala pechatecha.
Nachon.
Vim nata kasher, af agav di sure hanahu, di mitzvat lav, di hanot nidu, komarin ki mitzvot hanat guf, el avodat eved rabo.
Yefe.
Still is a problem.
To.
Beashered Moshe, otam shayu vishat kibush, Eretz Yisrael, sheitzrichan hakatuv, tzrifa.
Those that are already present, okay, kedichtiv.
Shehen, tzrifun vaesh, vidulav tzarek shiur, vahai keman, di meftak shiure, kivan de tzrifa kai.
Very interesting. Rashi, like we said before, what's the psul? The psul, you can say Avodah Zarah. Rashi, yeah, very, very simple. You know what's the psul? The fact that Avodah Zarah needs to be burnt, Asherah de Moshe needs to be burnt. Mm-hmm. Therefore, what? It doesn't have a shiur, and it's pasul.
He's going out of way to say, is that a good enough raya that he holds like Tosfot that it needs to be at the same time the mitzvah Navira?
Not necessarily.
Because he's like emphasizing so much here and in the Mishnah.
Not just mitzvah Navira. Also, he holds maybe.
There's literature in the Rishonim over here why mitzvah baba avera doesn't apply over here. I told you a bunch of answers.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah,
by the way,
like Tosfot.
Perusha Mishnayot leharambam over here on this Mishnah of Shel Asherah, and in Hilchot Lulav, the Magid Mishnah is medayek that from the Rambam also. He had a Girsan the Gemara that Shel Asherah v'Shel Eira Nidachat is pasul because of mitzvah baba avera. The Rambam actually writes that. Okay, but all the other Rishonim, Rashi doesn't make any mention, Tosfot doesn't make any mention. We don't have such a Girsan our Gemara. You know, the Gemara Talmud Bavli, Talmud Yerushalmi, which is Torah Shebe'al Peh, there's many different Girsaot. There's not one Girsa that fits all. Different Rishonim, different Girsaot, versions of what the Gemara was. So now, I want to see the small Tosfot for now, and then we'll go see the sheets. I saw a lot of you, I felt mamish bad today. I saw a lot of breaking your heads on the Kapot Marim. Yeah, it's hard. He's a Acharon Kadmon, so he writes in a very specific way. I'm going to maybe go through bits and pieces of it, but I wanted to see the other Rishonim that I brought, the Ravid and the Ramban, towards the end of the packet. I don't know if anybody got there, but that's also a point that we have to focus on today. So let's see the small tesis real quick. Shel Asherah. This really is not, it's really a Tosfot that goes back to the Mishnah. Go ahead.
Skip these other two Tosfots here.
Which one?
Shir Eto Katan and Davar Hadar.
No, we did it yesterday.
Oh, we didn't do Davar Hadar B'lano Mishnah.
Ben Azayu de Darish Lachim Perek Amen, V'yesham Drashot Echirot. He says, look over there, there's more Drashot. Tov.
He acts like a Mesor HaShas.
Yeah.
Besof Kisui Hadam.
It's a Perek in Chulin. Yeah.
Dama Rava Mitzvat Lav Dehano Dizu. This is the source if you make a Shua.
Yeah, keep going. Umchasin be'afar in anidachat. The Gemara over there says that one of the mitzvot is kisui adam. You have to cover the blood of chayot ve'afot with afar when you do it. Over there, you're allowed. The Gemara says you're allowed to use the afar of in anidachat. Aye, you're benefiting. Says the Gemara, there's a mitzvah, and mitzvot were not made for benefit. Frek the Gemara over there, Ufarig. Yeah, over there it asks, hey, over there those are mitzvot also. Lulav and shofar are mitzvot also. And yet what do we say? That since it's asur ba'na'a, you're not yotze. So how come you're able to use it, you're yotze, you're able to use it for kisui adam, but not for shofar velulav? That's Gemara's question. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah. Tosu just makes an observation. Instead of asking from that baraita, the Gemara over there could have very well asked from our Mishnah that says, Shil Asherav Shil Ira Nidachat, Pasu. Oh, says Tosfot, Ela Nichale. Yeah, because we just, over there, why did I want to bring from that Baraita? Because before, in that Gemara, the Gemara over there ends up saying that if you took it, b'di'avad, or you blew the Shofar, you're Yotzeh, so that's why we wanted to have a Baraita that encompasses both of these themes of Shofar and Lulav. That's why we didn't bring our Mishnah. Zil.
This is just a Gash Makulan. He's saying it's
over there. It's an observation. It's an observation of the Gemara over there that it could have brought, but we have something better to bring. It's not innate in our Sugya. Now, this is a long Kaput Marim. Okay? If you got it, you got it. If you didn't get it, not the end of the world. There are a lot of Musagim in this thing that have to do with Gemarot in Avodah Zarah. So if you're not holding, a lot, Zrika Mishtaberet, it's got to get broken and stuff like that. So, I think, for now, maybe it'll be Kedai, maybe even to skip the Kapot Marim. If you worked on it for Seder, so you got it. Huh?
I've been working on it so hard.
Okay, so let's see. Go to the Ravid. I want to focus now on the Ravid because he has a big Zach. He has a very, very big thing over here. Yeah? This is towards the end of the Ravid in Chot Lulav. So let's read it. Yeah? Rafael. When are you out of here?
Tei Shabbat.
Mezat Hashem. Sha'a tova mutzlachat. Zeh tov. Yeah? Eretz Yisrael. Shtabach Shem. Tov. Take us with you. Mezat Hashem.
Of course.
They're ready in the thief for the welcoming committee. Yeah, they have to have a plan to deal with all the people who come.
I heard that everyone gets to come into the rules, like only if you're
chashav.
Yeah. So just announced it's quarantine for 7 days minimum when you go
back. We'll see. But is it the same? So
just as announced.
Yeah. So US, they've eaten US, space on the wall. Just wanted to ring to grab.
Yeah. So. Rabbi Yisai, let's see. Odani Omer, he's going on Eretz Sugi Vashera, Zok Deraivin.
Odani Omer, Kemo Shamayinu Begazdu, Shuv Pasu Bechol Yomim, Kach Nir Li Shashira, Shaya Edachat, Shuv Pasu Bekulan. Diva Shereda Moshe, Yidai Nigu Shavu Zara, Ha'i Mechtat Shura, Nehida Hada Biyom Rishon Hudvaina, Hada Besharim Milo Ba'i, Ela Shura Miha Ba'i Bekul Yomi.
Right, we need, he's explaining.
Maran.
Yeah, we need, he says, we need, this is something Maran would hold, if you remember in the beginning, a few weeks ago we spoke about Machloket, Rambam, Rosh, and other poskim. Yes, what does Maran hold halakha l'maaseh bar gazul on the rest of the days? Maran holds?
Kasher.
Yeah.
Bar chaser,
you said. No, chaser also kasher on the other days. But he says, Ashiran Eidan Dachat is pasul all the time.
Oh,
why
sorry,
is that?
It
because it needs a shiur, and you need a shiur every day of Sukkot. Yeah, weiter. Yeah.
We love the Asherah de Moshe, who the last boy was Zara, Ella Shumi Mashreshea, was Zara, Ben Rishon, Pasu, the Gamriel, Fu, the Evan. You come a commissary Hanahu, the Lav, Delehu, Banan, Bainan, Lachemisha, Lachem, Shayamin, Lachatgila, Loyto, Mishun, the Maiz, Yunatal Kasher. Oh, I got the Sir Hanahu, Q and it like Batala, I day goin, don't let that you.
He says, let's say, by that's only, listen carefully, he says, if it was Asherah de Moshe, which is actually, like we said before, the tree being served, that is doesn't have a shiur any time. But if it's another kind of Avodah Zarah, let's say Meshamshea, let's say like Rava was talking about in the Gemara, let's say it was used, you know, as part of the service to sweep, as part of the, whatever it is. So over there, that even without, you know what the Rava just said, even without the isur of Avodah Zarah, it would still be pasul on the first day. You know why?
Yes.
Because since it's asur ba'ana'a, it's not lachim. You don't own it. When it's asur ba'ana'a, when it's asur to be used, it's asur to benefit from, you don't own it. And therefore, regardless of the fact that it's isur avodah zarah and doesn't have a shi'ur, What's the halacha on the first day of Sukkot? You need lachem. It needs to belong to you. And therefore you don't own it. Therefore says the Ravid, this Isur Avodah Zarah, that says that you don't have a shear, you know what it's talking about? You need it for what? You need that for the other days of Sukkot. But on the first day of Sukkot, even regardless of the fact that you don't have a shear, since it's Asur Be'ana'ah, you don't own it. Only on the other days when you don't have to own it, since it's only the Rabbanan, that's when the Isur of what the Gemara says, that it doesn't have a shear, that's when it kicks in for the other days.
Wait, so the other day, lechatkila, it's you shouldn't take it because it's ma'is, but otherwise it's mutar.
No, but that's only by when it was used. What about Ashira? Ashira itself, that it was ni'ivad, is pasul, all of the days.
Why
is
that
not matter? Oh, time out. Let's make some siddin, okay? Let's make some order here. If the tree itself, Asherah de Moshe, was worshipped, what's the halacha? It's pasul all 7 days. Why? Because it needs to be burnt, and therefore, since it needs to be burnt, it doesn't have a shi'ur. What about something that wasn't actually worshipped? It was just used as part of the worship. What's the halacha? You should pasul on the first day for sure, but on all other days you shouldn't take it. But b'di'avad, what's the halacha?
Kashir.
Okay. Now says the Ravid, we only need this din of the shi'ur to tell me that when it doesn't have the shi'ur, it's pasul all 7 days. That's only besides for the first day, because on the first day you don't even need that rationale. Why? Because since it's asur be'ana'ah, what does that tell me about ownership? I don't own it, and since I don't own it, it's not lachem. On the first day, if it's not lachem, it's pasul. Therefore, the Ravid saying this isu, this din of ketutim echdat shiure is really kicking in for when? For all the subsequent days. Keep reading.
I
didn't? I'm sorry, I forgot to turn it on. Mechila. Okay.
So we're not really concerned about the avodah zarah, we're just concerned about the ownership.
Correct.
So
how
is it kosher with the other if you never have the shear?
Oh, that's only that's only when it is not asur be'ana'ah itself. That's when it doesn't need to be burned. Keep reading.
Akshu gush avodah zarah ein lo batala olamit bishun avodah zarah ve'yisrael huv ein lo batala olamit kumiktat shirei dami zeh olenyan lulav hadas.
Which means that's only when it needs to be burnt, when it cannot be mevutam. If you're mevatel the avodah zarah, a goy, if it was used as part of the avodah zarah, the halacha is that the goy can be mevatel oto. By Asherah de Moshe, you can't be mevatel. It's got to be burnt regardless, no matter what you do. You understand what the Ravid is saying here, Rabotai?
No.
Say it again. Yeah, fine. Take it out.
Okay, so first day,
mevatel, they can nullify. You say, tell the goy, this piece of avodah zarah or whatever is hereby nullified. And he takes away the chashivut from it, it goes back to being mutar.
How do we have that chazaka though?
What do you mean chazaka?
I mean, how do we know that he was mevatel?
You tell him. You tell him, do it. You buy it from him, say, do it.
So
says, okay, I'll do
anyone
it.
Anyone who does avodah zarah can just fix it up simply.
Only goy, Yisrael can't do it.
Goy says batala?
Mevatel.
Let's say you throw the stone, right? And you smash it, if you need to, whatever that whole thing is.
Mm-hmm.
Now you say, as if I didn't smash it, or I regret that I did that.
No, it's not regret. You say, I'm mevatel. By Yisrael, it doesn't work. It only works by goy.
By Yisrael doing it. Only if the goy does it?
Only if the goy works. Only if the goy is mevatel, it works.
But if you give him a matana.
Mutan.
And then they just bring matana and they give it back.
Works. Yes. The gemara. It's a gemara.
You keep the matana.
Vaiter. Vaiter. Okay. Now.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, the Ramban disagrees vehemently on this rival. Okay. If you look at the last page. You see the Ramban, the Sagot Ramban on this Ravid? V'ani tameh li dvarav. Yeah, he says, you know why? He says, when even when it's in Avodah Zarah mode, on the first day, it's pasul because of lachim. Says the Ramban, I don't understand what that means. Yeah, go ahead. V'ani tameh li dvarav, Zal.
V'ani tameh li dvarav, Zal. Shamar yesh lam bitu, lama amar b'yom rishon pasul li gamri, v'afilo di evin mishun du inan lachim shalachim, sh'ani omer koshu b'shaloh,
the Ramban says, I don't understand what you're talking about. You just said that it has bitul. So why do you tell me, Ravid, that on the first day, it's pasul anyways because you don't own it? Even though, yes, right now, is it asur ba'ana'ah? Yes. But is there a way out of the isur? Yes. How? Bitul. So if it's bitulable, if it's nullifiable, that means that what? There's a way to make it mutar. That means I own it on the first day also.
How do you make bitul?
Ask the goy to be mevatel.
Tell the goy, say it's batim. Batim.
So there's a giant statue right here. Goy worships it. Say, can you tell it?
Sure. Yes.
You're no longer an idol.
Yes.
Rock?
Yes.
That's what Shlomo Melech did for the crown.
Right? Yes. Yes, the same thing. And by Tikrovet Avodah Zarah works the same way. So the Ramban says, I don't agree with what the Ravid says, that there's going to be, on the first day, even without the Din of Avodah Zarah, it's going to be Pasul because you don't own it, because there's no Lachim. He says, yes, there is, says the Ramban. Since there's a way out of this Isur, you would own it, and therefore you need the Isur of Avodah Zarah, that you don't have a Shi'ur, to Pasul it, even on the first day. Keep reading. Yeah, you don't have to end up burning every Avodah Zarah as long as you're Mevatel Oto first. It's fine. It's considered, the halacha is Etrog of Ma'aser Sheni, even though right now you don't own it until you bring it to Yerushalayim. But since most people are either Podeh or bring it, what's the halacha? You're considered owning Etrog of Ma'aser Sheni, is considered yours right now also, and you're Yotzeh on the first day.
Wow.
Vayter. Ukvaraiti. Who's the Rav? He's referring to the Rav. Yeah, okay. No, the Rav.
That's the Rav Agado. The Rav has on...
He has a Perushim.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Good. The Ravid? My Pitam, Rabbeinu Avraham ben David is Rishon.
Because he had the Pirush on the Rambam, no?
So? No, he was in the same generation.
Same time.
He was Rishon.
How's he able to argue on the
Rambam? Rabbeinu Avraham ben David, he was Baal HaSagot. He was from Montpellier in southern France. And he was from Provence in that region. Anyway, Bekitzer. Weiter. So he says, oh, he was chozer bo from what he said over here. I have nothing to say back to that. So anyway, Bekitzer, he is categorically arguing on the Ramban by saying, I don't understand. On the Ravid, he says, you told me that this Isur only applies from the second day and on the first day of Psul Lachem, because it doesn't belong to you. He says, yes, you do. It does belong to you, because technically, since you have a way out to be Mivatel, since you won't have to burn it, so right now it's considered Lachem as well, no different than the Etrog Shel Ma'aser Sheni, which is also, even from the beginning, even before you switch the Kedusha over, it's also considered belong to you. What do you say?
Wow, I love the Ravid here. Is he good there also?
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do?
Right a much. Yeah, what are you saying?
Originally, the Rebbe was saying that you don't need Dal Tefachim right after the last 6 or 7 days.
Huh?
The Rebbe was saying initially that you only need...
That the psul of not having the shiur is only for the other days. Because on the first day, regardless of that reason, it would still be pasul because of lachem.
So Ramban has been done, that even applies the first day now.
Correct. Because it would... I don't hold that there's a psul of lachem. I hold that it's legitimately yours, since you could do bitul to it, and therefore we need that psul of not having of ketutim mechtat shiureh to apply even on the first day. Understand?
So unless it's from a Jew, unless...
If it's from a Jew, that's a different story, since you can't be mevatel. Tomorrow, Botai, we're gonna focus more on this. We're gonna go through this Tosfot, Bezat Hashem. Hopefully, get through it all tomorrow, and then Bezat Hashem will move on. Afterwards, yeah? Tov, Rabotai. Yom Tov, Atzlach HaRabah.
Rabbi, do I have to send him to be there? Is this not the first day as well?